Hey everybody, I am Matt Hill with Knight Energy Services. I'm so honored to be here today for The Crude Life as a correspondent at NAEP in Houston, Texas. And my first victim slash guest and speaker here at NAEP today is, I'm just going to let you introduce yourself. I want them to find out about you, what you do in oil and gas, and just promote yourself and NAEP. You know, why are you here and what are you talking about? ESG, I heard a little bit, but you came in this morning, so introduce yourself.
All right. Good morning, Matt. We're here at NAEP in Houston waiting for the big crowds to show up.
Big crowds.
They're not quite here yet, but my name is Buddy Clark. I'm with Haynes & Boone. I'm in the energy practice group. It's a law firm. We have offices around Texas as well as Colorado, D.C., New York. So it's a pretty large law firm. We have a very good oil and gas practice and an overall energy practice with renewables and electricity. I was the moderator this morning for the first panel, which was discussion of post-COVID access to capital through equity, private equity firms. And we had a really good panel. We had Greg Robbins, who's president of Grit Energy, sponsored by Carnelian, was a private equity group. We had Chuck Yates, who has years of experience in the private equity field, formerly with Kayne Anderson.
And we saw Chuck, yep.
Yep, and one of my partners, Mike Freeman, who does a lot of private equity work with a lot of shops out of Dallas. So the conversation was basically, it's a new world we're in. It's both post-COVID and post-price collapse. There are less sources of capital. You just need to really be on your game in order to access capital. And I think Chuck's comment was, don't give up. It's tenacity that's going to win the day. Not necessarily the smartest or best looking management team, but just sticking to it. Same, the old basics of hard work.
Yeah. Do you think that money is, I mean, with oil prices the way they are, I mean, money is flooding back into our industry like we haven't seen in a while. So do you think investors are... they're not shy anymore?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure really the money's flooding back. I mean, that was part of the discussion at the on the panel. For example, you know, the private equity guys are having to raise money through their limited partners, and they're no longer fully enamored of the energy and certainly upstream energy business, where they may have allocated 10 or 12% of their funds to energy investments. Now, energy is just a number one of a number of areas in which they're investing. So we don't have those kind of dedicated funds out there, that dry gunpowder waiting to be deployed. And then we also discussed on the panel that the commercial banks are drawing back from their more aggressive approach to lending to the upstream energy industry. A number of banks have even just pulled up stakes and left the area. Physically, some of the foreign banks have left Houston. So it's a time of rebuilding, I think, for both private equity and bank debt. And that's why I'm saying you just can't give up on the first no that you get. You have to be really have a lot of tenacity to keep going after it if you want to raise capital for a deal.
So raising capital, how do we entice investors back into our industry with, what's it going to take? Better media coverage, politics, better looking out for our money?
Well, I think probably all the above, but all those equal to the one thing that matters, and that's return on investment. So until the industry can prove on balance that they're good on return on investment, it's going to be a while before you see any flood of capital, but that's fine. You're going to have smarter investors, and you're going to have smarter management teams putting the money to work, and that's probably a good recipe for getting more income out of a deal than just throwing money at some teams that really don't have a good idea of what they're doing.
Well said. How do people get in touch with you? Connected on LinkedIn? What's your favorite platform for people to reach out to you and bring you in as a speaker?
Telephone probably works best for me.
Okay.
Not on LinkedIn. Don't know about Twitter. TikTok, don't do anything.
Are you one of the hidden Twitter people like Chuck?
No, I'm just a lawyer. I answer the phone if somebody gives me a call.
That's what I expected you to say. Good job. Hey, guys, thank you again. Very much appreciate meeting you. This is the Crude Life correspondent down here at NAEP. You guys take care. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.